You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, oh shit, we rolling, Chris. Chris don't never tell us. I just said white people.
What's going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We're here to hit our marks. I'm going to hit our marks right now. I'm Drew Shade.
I'm Tiffany Robinson.
And I'm Princess Emery Ma.
That you just said.
I know.
But she knows what the people wait on every week.
I wait on that.
Thank you.
They be ready in good voice.
Yeah. She's warm.
My God.
She's warm.
Well, we thank you so much. Okay, so we got our friend Tiffany.
Yes, ain't you?
You know?
Okay. You're welcome.
If you don't know anything about HU, it's Howard University. I didn't get to go there.
Yeah, that's all right. Wish. That's all right.
You know, we all wish that we did.
It's
you know,
okay.
The black experience.
Yeah. It's okay.
I was stuck in Indiana.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Well, I mean, full ride, but you know.
Yes, live your dreams.
You know, nice. So, yeah.
Pay your bills. They're paid.
Yeah. You know, I mean, even though I didn't complete, but.
That's all right. You know. God had other things in store for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I got all I needed.
Ha, shut up.
Hallelujah.
That's a word.
But we have our friend Tiffany Robinson, who is a black stage manager in the building.
Yes! Like, round of applause.
One of the few, the only, like, it's like three.
It's a handful.
It's a few.
It's like
three, four
yeah.
or five.
It's like
okay,
five.
So do you know them all?
Oh, no, but I know a lot of them.
Yes.
Gwen Gilliam, mm-hmm. Bernita Robinson, Cody Renard, Lisa Dawn,
uh-huh.
Beverly
Lisa.
Jenkins.
What's her name?
Sharika.
Sharika.
Ken McGee.
That's good eight right there, ain't
that's
it?
About that. Yeah, and like Amber Dickinson, she did Broadway. I think that's all.
Look at God. So it's about 10. It's about 10.
Listen, well, we thank you so much for naming them.
Thank you, because half of them I didn't know.
I didn't know, so I need to go back and listen and write them down.
Yes,
you know,
and do some Googling.
Yeah, and Beverly went to Howard.
Yeah, she did. Hey, yeah. Troop, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. Every time right. we have to
yeah,
do
I mean,
it.
I mean, I'm fully in support of it.
Thank you.
I'm a little jealous, you know, that I don't get to do it too.
That's okay.
But, you know, maybe one of these days I might go to graduate. School. I might finish my degree at Howard. You never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I want to say that because somebody wrote in and I went to work for y'all.
Yes, you did.
So I didn't say her name already. Make sure
oh,
I can't
Lord.
Say her name because you know people be like, don't say my name.
She done in the witness protection program and you done.
Oh shit.
Oh,
you gotta believe that.
Lord, Chris! It's at 256. I remember it.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
Write it down. Can you write it down?
Just write 256.
Listen. Okay, so
she in the witness protection,
right.
Jesus.
She said she's gonna go by Marie. Listen. Because please just bleep it out. Damn, I was really trying to get like through this episode with
no
bleeps.
Nope.
Damn.
We are 3 minutes in. No, we was 256 in, and you fucked up.
God, man. Okay.
Oh, God. Funny.
So Marie writes in and says, first of all, love the podcast, love everything that y'all do and stand for, and just really admire the light and love. I love when y'all start praising us before y'all even get to the question.
I know. Like, y'all are beautiful.
Y'all are so nice. I love y'all so much. She said, love all the... admire the light and love you all passed on to all of us black artists and theater practitioners. Which brings me to my question. I am currently a sophomore. At a well-renowned theater school in the U.S. Okay, that's why she don't want her name.
Oh, okay, because she don't want
I am
to
one
know.
Of three, count them, one, two, three black stage managers in the entire program. In my class of 40, including SMs, lighting, sound, costumes, scenics, and technical directors, there are only three. Again, one, two, three black people. And we, along with two Southeast Asian lighting majors and one Chinese sound major, are considered the most racially diverse class in our school's history. Y'all have so many guests of color on the show and have spoken beautifully from a performance or a writer's perspective. I want that same kind of treatment for those of us behind the scenes. We often get left out of the conversation because mm-hmm. so little of us exist.
Yes.
The only black stage manager I can think of is Cody Renard, and while I'm positive from his Instagram that he's doing the damn thing, he shouldn't be the only one my memory or Google searches can call upon.
Come on.
Would y'all consider having other black stage managers or theater practitioners in general come on the show and talk about their craft? Well, Marie, I felt that with my heart because she ended it with, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. And I felt that wholeheartedly. So thank you for inviting us to your TED Talk and writing in. And we need that. So I went to work as soon as I heard that, as soon as I read this. And I said, you know, let me hit up my people that I know.
Yes.
And Tiffany was there and she was available. And Tiffany's working on Broadway right now. Tell me a little bit about your background and where you come from. We know you came from HU, Howard University. But we know that you also, you know, have done many other works, national tour. So I'm gonna let you go off on you.
All right. So I'm from Philly, born and raised.
Yeah.
And I actually, my background's in dance. And when it was time to go to,
yes, I do. And if it was for me and in my life,
go away.
I would treat it with such care.
Go away. Please leave us alone.
Listen.
But it was a dance background. And when it was time to go to college, my mom said, no, you can't do that. She was like, need to figure out something else. She was like, because if you want to go ahead and be a dancer, you can be a dancer, but you need something else to do in the event that you get injured. So theater was a thing. She was like, you can do theater if you want. So I was like, okay. And so I went to Howard for theater tech, to be a theater technician. I thought I wanted to be a set designer. And it took me until my junior year to realize I couldn't draw a straight line. So I couldn't at all. Like, I couldn't. I couldn't. And Reggie Ray was like, you need to figure out your life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Reggie Ray told you, like,
This ain't it, girl.
Basically. And so it was.
Rest in peace to Reggie Ray, right?
Yeah. R.I.P. Yes. We love you. And it's like our anniversary. It's like, like 4 years.
And I've never met him, but I've heard so many great things about his instruction and his teaching.
He's the reason I went to Howard.
Amazing man. And so he was like, figure out something else. And so it was between theater arts administration and theater education. Mm-hmm. And so theater arts administration, I was getting a business minor. So I was like, that's the place to go. So that's why I did that. And I graduated shortly after and went into, funny enough, theater education. I worked with a theater in Philly teaching kids how to write musicals. So I did that for a few years.
What theater was that?
They no longer exist.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
The theater was a little questionable.
We're going to pour out some of this Hennessy for him.
Listen, there is Hennessy in the studio today, and I don't know why.
We don't know why, y'all.
I'm on a fast.
It's Chris. Chris did it.
Chris did it.
Chris had a party last night with three strippers and this bottle of Hen. That's okay.
I just, you know, and I'm this is the temptation is real.
Shatta.
You know, because I really have been like so focused on, like, I got a case of wine at home that I'm not even having opened.
Wow. Look at God.
But I know that I'm not touching it for the next 90 days.
My God.
Keep going. We'll talk about that later. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, so
you was teaching the kids at this theater that don't exist no more.
Right, teaching the kids. And
sorry, I didn't mean to be funny. I was just.
It's true that it doesn't exist anymore. The building, they still have like movie premieres and stuff there.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah,
it's a multi-purpose center now.
Yes,
okay.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. And my college advisor, Charles Coward, contacted me and said that they were doing the black version of Cat on the Hot Tin Roof and that Debbie Allen, who also went to Howard, was looking for us.
This is going to be a drinking game. Y'all take a shot every time we say HU. Keep going, Tiffany.
They were looking
drinking.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Because you know I would play.
So sorry. Go ahead, Tiffany. Debbie Allen was looking for some people.
She's looking for people that had gone to Howard to
HU.
To be in the crew and to be PAs.
Well, y'all, I just looked and saw Chris was playing the drinking game.
He's going to be drunk.
Oh, you are going to be drunk. Oh, my God, Chris.
He's going to be drunk.
Debbie was looking for people that went to our school. Don't say the name. I won't say
Okay, so she was looking for people. And the person that was also interviewing with me couldn't show up to the interview. So that's how I just got the gig. So I did that. Yeah. Like, life has happened a lot like that for me. So that happened. That kind of started my New York journey. And then shortly after that.
So what show was this?
That
was
Cat on the Hot Tin Roof.
That was the one with all the black people.
With all the
black people. Like, you fell into a Broadway show.
I did. Well, the weirder part about that is I was a PA. You know, PAs usually end when the show opens.
Yes.
And so a week after leaving, I got a call from the general manager that they were offering me to come back. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, and we're going to give you a raise. And I was like, what? And James Earl Jones missed me because I ran lines with him. And I would sit with him. God. And so when he didn't see me, he was like, what happened to her? So they brought me back.
Wow.
And then when I went to him to thank him, and he was like, oh, I guess I should have spoke to you first. I didn't know if you wanted to come back. I said, heck yeah.
That is.
And I was like, and you got me a raise? And literally, it was a great learning lesson because I sat there for 6 months just like watching everybody work. But they were the nicest people I've ever worked with.
And what year was this? All.
This is 2008.
Yeah.
So like 10 years ago. And then,
so at that point, what was your job title then?
I was still a production assistant.
You were a PA on a Broadway show.
Everything was still done. Like, it was all done. So I literally
just
like,
sat around.
How you doing? You need something?
And got paid.
Like,
just
I was checking in with everybody.
Because
like,
James Earl Jones asked about you.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, where's my friend?
Yeah. Right. Like, we would literally sit all day and talk.
How old were you then?
So in my...
That's Mufasa, girl. Mufasa said, where's my friend?
Right.
Everything the light touches, she need to be here.
Right.
That's what he said. I'm done.
So
I'm excited.
I had to think. So I'll say I was like 25. I feel like
okay, so Tiffany's in here right talking about she was 25 10 years ago, and she in here looking like a fresh 22, 23.
It don't crack. Listen, it don't crack.
And I'm confused. I am confusion. I do not understand.
Did you say I'm confusion?
That's
yes. I am confusion.
Yeah.
I want that on a t-shirt. I am confusion.
But
what?
That is amazing.
Yeah, and then from there, I fell into... After that, I fell into Dreamgirls, and then there was
Wait, pause. At this point, have you stage managed a show yet?
I mean, like, a little show here and there.
But not,
but I was
like...
still, like, you know, I was still PAing.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah.
So you fell.
So I fell into Dreamgirls, and it was weird because...
Which production?
Is that the Moya Adrian Warren?
Yeah, it's that one. And it was weird because...
Wait, so just to clarify for the audience, mm-hmm. So Moya Angela was Effie.
Mercado, right?
Yeah. Sasha Mercado was Dina.
Yeah. Adrian Warren was Laurel.
Chester Gregory was Jimmy Earl.
Chaz.
What is it? Oh, he's in the
Color Purple
with Felicia right now. Yeah.
Felicia Boswell.
Wow, such a small world.
So,
but yeah, go
it
ahead.
It is. So I fell into that, and then I became like the lead PA.
Can I just say before we move on, because that production introduced they added Listen to the musical Dreamgirls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so mad at y'all for that.
Really?
That should have never happened.
Don't be mad at Tiffany. She didn't do it.
I mean, I know that you didn't do it, but that should have never happened. A duet between Effie and Dina just was never needed.
That's your friend Beyonce. She had to get her coin. Let her get her coin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
Okay, moving on.
Keep on with you.
So I somehow became lead PA. I don't know. It happened in the interview, and the dude was like, you'll be the lead PA. And I said, great. So he kept me around again after the show opened, and he was like, I want you to get your card. He was an Asian stage manager, Ray Jin, who had issues trying to get his card like in the 50s and 60s. And he was like, I know how difficult it can be for people of color. So I'm going to get you your card.
It's a calling. It's an anointing on your life, Tiff.
Yeah, I mean.
It's some oil.
Yeah, I'm extremely blessed.
Put some organs right here, Chris. Because that's a blessing.
And so he kept me, and then I subbed on the show, and then I finished out the tour when the ASM left. And from there, he took me to Memphis. I did Memphis, the musical with him. He was like, come on, Tiff. And the person that was the...
On Broadway or a tour?
No, the tour.
Okay.
And the person that was I was the ASM. The person that was the SM did Motown, and then she brought me with her, so I did that. And in between things, like, I did other things. Like, I got to, because of Kat, I reached out to Debbie.
Wait, who was Kat?
Kat on the Hot Tin Roof.
Okay, Kat.
I reached out to Debbie Allen randomly, and she was like,
drink a shot.
And she was like, I'm doing, this is when she was, as he takes a shot.
This nigga. Help, Lord.
I reached out, and she was like, I'm doing the Mariah Carey tour when she was doing it at Madison Square Garden. So random. So I don't tell people stuff because it seems so random.
No, this is great.
And she was like, I'm doing it and I need some help. Just come. And I was like, okay. So I came and I helped her. And then a few weeks later, they were like, we're still doing the tour. She's in Foxwoods and we want you to come up and hang out with us. So like she opened that door to like do. Yeah, I did. It was the
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. It's random, right? So I was running like teleprompter and some other stuff for her and like sitting. So it was cool that I got to learn that stuff as well. So wait, I did that. I did a Motown tour, came back, did some
and that's
readings.
Where I met you at the Motown tour.
Yeah, Motown tour.
Because my best friend Sade.
Yes, Day Day.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Day Day. Yeah. Day Day, that's my girl. Yes. And she told me to tell you hello.
Yes,
I told her you were
I gotta reach
today.
Out to her.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I met you then. Your spirit was just always so warm and welcoming.
Thanks.
And I had no idea your resume was this long.
It's yeah.
Like she's like if y'all just see Tiffany, she's so nice.
She's
and, like,
12 years old.
Quite, like literally.
She looks like she's vegan.
She looks like she's.
She eats carrots and dust of angels.
Like no meat,
skin
no dairy.
Skin is flawless.
Yeah.
Every time I see her,
y'all are funny.
She's Philly down.
Y'all like
you'd be like
God.
What?
And Danya's gonna be mad that he's that she's
because Danya is Philly down.
Oh
down.
My God!
Philly.
Like
downtown.
Have you ever met Danya?
No.
Oh y'all.
I got excited when I heard, like, when I was, like, you know, researching everything. I said, boo, boo, Philly. Okay, I'm excited. Yes. I get really hype about Philly.
It would have been too much for us to take both of y'all
too much.
At the same time. Dear God.
I mean, it's already too much with the Howard and then.
You know.
Ain't you?
Okay.
You
know. Okay, God. God.
Chris.
God.
Take it to the head, Chris.
There you go.
Chris is going to be drunk. He ain't going to be there.
Chris is drunk now.
So y'all going to get this episode on Tuesday. Because it's not going to be
and
ready.
None of the bleeps is going to be in the right place.
But I really need him to bleep that name, that first name, though.
256, he already got it. He got to bleep it.
I need you to bleep that first name.
This girl in the witness protection program, she like, please don't say my name.
Right, please.
And Drew was like, her name is Ashley.
I am so sorry, Marie. Oh, God. Listen, she about to get kicked out the program.
It's some strangler at home like, there she, I knew I'd find her.
We got her. I'm sorry, Tip. I'm sorry, Tip, but we're just so excited to have you
Tim,
here.
Tim, that's awesome.
And so now you're working on
The Cher Show.
The Cher Show, who we just talked about Stephanie J. Block last week.
And I
got
told her
together.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's a mess.
Yeah, okay. but we are so excited for Tiffany in The Cher Show. Yeah, like, how's it going? How are you feeling about the process?
It's interesting because it's the first show that I've worked on that is not a predominantly black cast.
Talk about it.
The dynamic.
So it's a little different being there.
Wow.
Yeah, because okay, resume, that Memphis Motown.
Yeah. Cat
and
the Hot
Tin
Room.
And for a hot second, Ain't Too Proud.
Woo woo.
So okay. It's, I mean, it's, that's all some old black man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It, so it's like.
Okay. We have so much to talk about, but you're right in the pocket with us, and I just love it. Like, I love when we can bring our folks in. And they fall right into place. I think somebody else tweeted us that they love that we have guests and they just fall right into place and come and talk to us.
That's
and just
because
like,
we know what we're doing.
Okay.
We're professionals.
Listen, trust us, y'all. Yes. So, Marie, we want, like, I have to make sure I keep saying it to redeem myself. I have to redeem myself. So, Marie, we brought Tiffany here for you, and we're going to ask you a little bit about what does it take to be a dynamic stage manager? What is the top three things that you need?
Patience.
Why do you need patience?
Because actors ain't shit. Sorry. I'm sober.
Actors can be a lot. It's a lot of personalities. And not only just with actors, but you have designers and you have creatives. So it's just a lot of different personalities that you have to be able to work with.
And that's how I knew it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Let me tell you how I knew it was for me at Howard. So
that it was or it wasn't?
It was not.
Okay.
At Howard, H-U, you know, take a drink. Howard Players. Chris ain't got no more liquor left. We got to give him some liquor.
Here, Chris.
So the Howard Players, every year would take suggestions for what show to do. I went home to Atlanta and I saw this show called The Story, and I was like, oh my God, I want to be in that show. So I'm gonna tell the Howard Players to do that show and then I'm gonna be in it. So the Howard Players picked the show, like they had you, like everybody submitted names and they picked my show out the hat, and I was like, oh my God, I'm about to be a star. They picked the show. They did not pick my black ass to be in the show. Like, at all. And I was like, fuck all y'all. So I was like, well, I'm a stage management, because like I wanted to learn. And I was like, well, this will be an interesting opportunity for me to like learn how to stage manage. So I lied my way into the position, like told the director Eric Ruffin. I was like, oh yeah, I've stage managed before, like three or four shows. I had never stage managed a damn lie. But because I was a good actor, I lied. Like, there were other, like, people who were going to be stage managers, like, in their lives.
Like, and
it was me. It was me up against them. And I was like, oh, no, I've done this before. Oh, no, I don't.
Like, you don't have to train me.
Ruffin called me. He was like, okay, it's going to be you. I ran to the public library.
And bought.
And I bought every book about, like, stage management that I could find. And then I went to the stage manager students. I was like, oh, what books y'all got? Two of them I had got from the library. I was like, oh, okay, all right, okay, okay. I studied my ass off. I got, like, through the whole process. The worst part was, like, during tech, trying to, like, record cues, like, because it was just moving too fast, and I had never done it before in my life. But, you know, I pulled up. I make it through my first performance, and it was one of those shows where I never sat down. Like, the cues was going. It was, like, 400 cues, and I was, like, going. I came out of that booth, you know, sweat dripping, like, oh my God, I have just called the perfect show. And I know they're going to be throwing roses, and I know they're going to have, like, candies and chocolates. And when I tell you it was crickets and tumbleweed, and I said, oh, bitch, I did all this work.
And nobody.
Yeah. Where is my fucking.
Where's my thanks?
I said, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah, there's no applause.
There's no applause?
Yeah.
There's no standing ovation?
No.
They didn't even point up at the booth? I said, what the fuck is this? She's a star.
Like,
she's supposed to be on the stage.
Yes. This is not for you.
Oh, I said, oh, not again.
Yeah, look.
When I tell you, I was so mad that people were not clapping for me. I used to get beat and come in, and I was like, well, at least they'll clap for this beat when they see me.
Okay.
They'll be like, oh, how did you call that show and you're so beat? I was a mess.
I cannot.
But I love stage manager because I'm a little OCD, and I just love how much, like my kit was down. Like, I was just very much about the details. And Ruffin said, to my credit, that I was the best stage manager he'd had at that point, because I felt like an actor.
Yeah.
And I made it my a point to everything that I'm like, I wish stage managers did this. I tried to do that because actors are a hot mess. And I think it made me a better stage manager because I approached it as an actor.
Yeah.
I know some shit I probably fucked up. But I, you know, I just wanted to hype myself that I did real good.
Yeah, like, awesome. I've stage
managed. But patience makes so much sense. Yeah.
I've stage managed before, and I just don't have the ability to deal with so many different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that within my line of work now, but it's through email. So I don't have to, like, you know, face-to-face everybody.
Yeah.
But that is very hard to deal with, like, people being late, mm-hmm. you know, coming in with all different types of smells and mm-hmm. food and colognes, and you got to tell them about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, in just
it's
the nicest
difficult way
possible.
Exactly. That's all day. You're just trying to figure out what to say nicely and not hurt someone's feelings.
Oh, my God.
A lot of that.
Okay, yeah. So patience. Yeah. What's the other two?
Compassion. Yeah.
Compassion.
Oh. Yeah, because, like, we don't know what other people are dealing with. And at
True.
The end of the day, especially being artists, like, a lot of people are sensitive and, like, have their emotions on their sleeves. So I think, like, the best stage managers I've seen have always been willing to take sometimes what people are going through and realizing it's more important than the actual show.
Understood.
Like, people are
yeah.
important.
Yes.
Yeah.
So compassion. And I guess the last one would be respect.
Hmm.
Because at the end of the day, like, I may be your supervisor, but I don't, at the end of, we have to do this together.
Yes.
It's a team. And sometimes there are people that get power and forget that it's a team effort.
Mm. So can you talk about one of the most difficult experiences that you've had with someone or dealing with an actor or a director or anybody in the field that you felt like you overcame, or like your biggest accomplishment in dealing with an issue?
See, this is lame because I haven't had a lot of major issues.
Because you're so mm-hmm. nice.
So a lot of times where there are other people that complain about directors,
mm-hmm.
they've been cool to me.
Uh-huh.
Understood.
So, or like choreographers. So I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
I've been in the room around it, but I haven't had to personally deal with anyone being totally disrespectful or a difficult time with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, that's good. I mean, I guess because your energy is so, I mean, I think that we read energy from people, and we can only treat them how they treat us for the most part. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes people give you a little room give you a little weird energy that you can, like, go off the handle. But Tiffany is just so chill and quiet and cool and, like, calm.
I just try to stay low. Like, chill.
Yeah, I just
yeah,
can't.
I just try to stay there.
I can't imagine anybody having an issue with you.
I mean, there have been times where I've been on shows and there were, like, fights that happened, and I've, like, watched that or been on the
outside.
But
nothing that you've ever had to.
I've had to, like, really, like, jump in. I'm just like,
wow.
Oh, that's something.
Ooh, I got my popcorn. And I'm
right.
ready.
Okay.
I have a question for you too, because I know a lot of the question we get a lot from for designers, for actors, for stage managers, like how do I become a Broadway stage manager? And I know there's no set way. Like I've talked to Cody, I know he has a very specific story that was specific to him, and yours is clearly magical and amazing. Right. But are there certain things that you should do? Certain classes you should take? Like a major? Do you have to major in theater? Anything like? What are the just things that people should be aware of if stage management on Broadway is something they want to do?
I think just being able to network is the most important thing, because it's all about who you know. Mm-hmm. With I think a lot of fields, mm-hmm. it's about who you know and where to be. I don't think there's a certain class you have to take. Most of it, I've learned more. I think that Howard prepared me.
Hey, you? You know. Get to drinking, Chris.
I think that it prepared me properly. But I feel like a lot of things, it's more on-job experience. So, yeah, just being able to network. And, again, it's weird because I've just been blessed. Like, I got shared, not because I knew the PSM. I knew people that were on Color Purple on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And they were telling that PSM there to hire me. He didn't need someone. And so he started passing my resume around and basically gave it to this.
That's amazing.
So I don't know. It's hard for me to give it.
Yeah, like, there is. It's just you got to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Yep.
About networking, creating relationships, and having probably a stellar reputation.
Right.
Because I feel
you can have not a name.
Stage managers, ain't nobody got time for fuckery.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Like actors can work and be on some mess.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But for stage management, I feel like you kind of got to be on your P's and Q's.
Because I done seen some mess in the rehearsal space.
We all have.
And I am flabbergasted sometimes when I see them in another show.
Mm-hmm. Like you still working?
How does anybody want to work with you ever again? But then they open up their mouth. Mm-hmm.
Please remind me to tell y'all a story off.
Listen.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna remember it.
Off book.
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, so we're so happy to have you here with us, Tiffany.
You.
We thank you so much for giving your insight and your expertise.
Yes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, and I don't know what else I want to ask you, but
it's going to be more questions that
right,
pop
right.
up.
So we're just going to go right on into our week, what we've been doing this week.
Look at
week.
You coming back to the form.
Okay.
Look at you remembering that we have a form.
I won't go let you cuss me out this
I'm
week.
Not. I don't have to because you showed up.
Right.
Praise God.
So this week I have been, so let me tell you. So you remember how people write into us and tell me how they want to help me.
Uh-huh.
And so I met up with four people this week.
Look at you.
Met up with four people this week. I met up with one person that so Akeem, remember I've been telling you about Akeem. So I met up with Akeem in person, then I met up with two other people, and then I met the other person lives in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And so we began to work and curate some new content for Broadway. Like, you know, I told you I've been just under the radar working.
Yes.
Tell me why I got one person left this week after this week.
Really?
Oh.
The people that wrote into the show.
Yeah.
And I know y'all listening.
Uh-huh.
That
Uh-oh.
Wrote in and uh-huh. asked me, could they help me?
Uh-huh.
And I gave them a certain task.
Uh-huh.
And then they ghosted me.
Oh, Casper.
Like, literally, okay, hey, how's it going? Can I assist you? Tell me, can you show me what you have thus far so I can assist you in completing it?
Nope.
And crickets.
Oh.
But this is what, and like y'all looking like, oh, like y'all look really disappointed. But
yeah.
I said, this is funny to me because this is what happens.
Every time.
I don't know if people think that they're going to be like on the red carpet as soon as they start working with me or like they're going to be meeting somebody. I don't know what the ideas are.
Yes.
And I know that people have their own lives.
Yes.
And so I'm not mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
you're
also
just sort
like.
You're aware of what's happening.
Yeah. So it's like, y'all, I don't know what happened to y'all, but I hope y'all okay because I've texted y'all. So I'm hoping that you're okay.
Yes.
But I thank you so much. Akeem came through in the clutch.
Come on, Akeem.
I had some work to do last night, so I gave him two tickets to Rated Black, which is at New York Theater Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
You can still catch that, I think, one more time tomorrow. He wrote a nice little review that'll come out tomorrow.
Yes, Akeem.
Akeem came through for me.
Princess
week, so
Amunda, we fuck
yeah,
with you.
Yes, we fuck with you. So,
thank
yeah,
you.
I really appreciate it. So, yeah, give it up for Akeem, man. Because he showed up, wrote me like 2-3 emails saying, I want to help you. And he really did.
Thank you, Akeem.
He really, really did. So, look out for that, y'all. I'm excited about the projects that we're developing, and I'm working with I got some exposés coming, too.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous. Do I need to go in the bathroom while you release these exposés?
Well, I'm not about to talk about them today, but I...
But they coming at some point?
Oh, yeah,
let me get my affairs in order. I ain't playing with you.
They are coming in October.
Exposé about what?
Oh, working as a understudy on Broadway and working as a trans woman on Broadway.
Ooh.
So there are some things that are happening that we're doing some investigative reporting.
Oh,
in.
Like my
that.
God, I'm nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous. You know, but we about to shake the shit up.
I know
yeah.
you. You always and shaking.
I love it. I
you
love
like
it.
You like K. Michelle shaking tables. I know.
You know. I mean, I'll take that. Even though I'm not really.
Don't shake a table. Get you ready to shut. Oh, she's shaking tables.
You know. I mean.
I love that episode.
Listen,
with everybody.
I can't. So I'm excited about this, and that's what I've pretty much been doing all this week.
Okay.
I don't think I did. I went to Danye's first
Fireflies.
Preview. Fireflies is now in previews, you guys. It was phenomenal.
Good.
It was phenomenal. You know, Danye has just such a way with words.
Yes, he does.
And because I mean, I am a queer man, Sugar in Our Wounds touched me and resonated with me in such a special way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a part of that same trilogy, and it didn't touch me like. Sugar in Our Wounds, but it didn't touch me any less.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It was a different way.
It was a different way. I know so many bisexual women.
Okay.
I know so many women that are on the spectrum of sexuality.
Okay.
In certain ways, and this touched on that. For Black women, we don't get that representation. Like, when can you think about besides, Rent?
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
When can you think about a Black lesbian woman?
Understood.
Having a fully realized, fleshed out story.
Gotcha.
And not attached to a white woman.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like,
this was just powerful in the words and in the way it was discovered that this was what was happening. I don't know if I'm not telling a story. Okay, I'm not telling it. I'm not telling it. Okay, because I just didn't make sure I wasn't, like, giving away any of the surprises. But it was just so beautifully done. And I'm just proud of Danye. You know, like when you see your friends winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't it feel like it's you too?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even believe it. So I'm really proud of him. I'm not gonna cry, but I'm really proud of him. And I want you guys to go check out the show, and go check out the beautiful work that's happening at Atlantic Theater Company.
Yes, yes, yes. Because it's the first play produced by a black queer man at that
on the main stage
at that company ever.
Black man, period.
Period.
Yeah. Black man has not been
produced
right.
on that stage.
Only person that's been on the main stage that was black, I think, was Dominique
Morrison
for Skeleton Crew.
That's it.
Making that history.
Making history. Come on. So I'm really excited. So go check that out. The play was phenomenal. And I walked with Danye and Brandon, you know,
mm-hmm.
his husband. Walked with them afterwards. And, you know, Danye was just, you know, in his head thinking like, you know, I need to do something else. Like, it's not sitting for me. I said, well, what is it, Danye? He said, I don't know. But something is not doing it for me.
Okay.
And I said, well, I think it's very beautiful. He wants to cut some things. He wants to do something. But it was just so nice to see him. He was in his feelings about
it.
And just to see him working through that and, you know, trying to figure out exactly what to do to make his piece, his work better, his art, because it's going to represent him.
Mm-hmm. And he's growing and evolving and moving and changing.
Yeah. Like, it gave me some feels. And I'm really just, it's a two-hander. And for them two people just to, you know, to get on that stage and do the work that they've done, it's beautiful. And I saw the very first night, the first time they've had an audience. So I know that once we go to opening, it's going to be, you know, even further along. And so I can't wait. I'm so excited. So go check it out. Fireflies, Atlantic Theater Company. My boy, Danye Love.
That's awesome.
So what about you, Amber?
This week, I was, you know, she was working. She was booked.
Oh, speaking of booked, everybody that emailed. Every single person that emailed, DM'd, Twitter, Instagram, y'all all got it right.
Oh, they all figured out the show?
They all got it right.
Okay, good,
so
good,
I'm going to just buy the book and send everybody one page from the book. So y'all, because all of y'all got it right.
So Tiffany, I posted a pic from, I did a reading of a show and it was like, you can't tell the people what it is.
Right.
But you can post pictures as long as you don't say anything. So I asked the people if they guessed what show it was. Uh-huh. And it was just a picture of five black women. Uh-huh. I'll tell Tiffany what it was later. But it was just five black women who sang.
Well, because everybody read that. You said you gave the clue.
I gave
the caption.
A very tiny clue if you were smart in the caption of what it was.
Boy, everybody said
everybody
the
guessed right.
I mean, literally, I mean, 25 emails. Just is it this? Is it that? Is it this?
And he said if they got it right, he was sending the copy of the Black Broadway book, which is like a coffee table, like
a serious
book.
Which is great.
Book.
Yeah. And if the person that did win, I am going to send you the book. I emailed you and let you know. So thank you so much. I don't remember the name of the person, but I did email them and let them know you got it first. So
love.
Yeah, but they were not playing.
They were ready.
They wanted to know.
They were ready. They saw those
am
throats.
I right? Am I right?
That's hilarious.
Listen, don't tell nobody else, though.
I'm not going to do that no more.
Listen,
we're not going to do that no more.
We can't do that no more.
So this week, I can talk about this one because this wasn't closed. And right. I got to work with five more phenomenal throats. It was Aisha Jackson, Tiffany Mann,
oh, it was some of the
Rima
same people.
Webb, Tamika Sonya Lawrence. The
That's
funny
all
thing
like,
is.
Did they just like bring in?
The funny thing is, so we were in that reading and the readings overlapped. Uh-huh. So three of us had to miss the first day of this new one. But we didn't know about each other. So like we went home, they sent out the rehearsal sheet and I looked and I said, these heifers didn't tell me. And I came in the next day like, I guess all right. And it's so funny.
That's
if I wasn't doing my next Little Shop, me and Rima would be doing another one together. It's funny.
Oh,
it's like
goodness.
The summer of Black girls working. But this was a reading of Fly, which was done at Dallas Theater Center. It's like
Omar Tyrese Fly?
No, not Omar Tyrese Fly. Oh. This is white people.
Okay.
This is Peter Pan Fly.
I was going to say Fly Girl. Like
no,
it's coming to-
why would you
so many times?
With the two Y's, F-L-Y-Y. This is not Fly Girl.
Right. Oh my God.
This is Peter Pan. This is white people. But it was actually, it was a good time. Jeffrey Seller directed it. If you all don't know, he produced Rent and Hamilton. Yes. And they've been working on Fly for like 10 years, apparently. And
you said who? Jeffrey Seller.
Jeffrey Seller. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Mm-hmm. He directed this. And the music was Kirsten Childs, who wrote Bubbly Black Girl.
Uh-huh.
And
who also did that Bella the Tall Tale.
Yes.
With the booty that
Who's
was removed
brilliant.
And thrown off the bridge.
He was brilliant. Bill Sherman, who wrote the music, he produced some of everything.
Wait, did you just say what was brilliant?
Kirsten Childs.
Oh, okay, yes.
She's
okay.
Brilliant. Like, I love her.
Oh, okay, got you. Yes.
Shut up. Kirsten Childs, she wrote Bubbly Black
Girl. I just needed the clarity.
Shut up. And the music was by Bill Sherman, who has done a million things. My favorite thing is he's the MD of Sesame Street.
Yes.
And my bucket list, like, is to sing a song on Sesame Street. And before the show, like, before the reading, I was like, okay.
Did you slide that in there?
I said, I was like, I literally have to, say this now because we have not, because we has not.
Right.
But, like, if you need, I will sing the T Q P R N. I will sing a song about turtles. I will sing a song about jelly beans. The letter of the day, the
yes.
number of the week. I don't give a. I just need to do it. He was like, "We'll make it happen." And I was like,
"Oh, yay.
Y'all!" If that man calls me and I get to sing the song, that I'm
gonna
call. If I meet Elmo, did you find me Elmo?
I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk.
Y'all don't understand.
Listen,
I
would
like,
die.
If I get to sing on Sesame Street, so everybody just keep your fingers crossed and just
yes.
prayers up. Because, like, I had been doing my good singing. Like, I had made sure I did my good
yes.
singing.
Come on, you came in warmed and ready.
Listen, at 10 a.m., she was singing the high
yes.
C's. She
yes.
didn't care. And the funny thing was,
I can't.
Let me tell y'all how being an eavesdropper, how being a nosy Nancy will get you farther in life.
Yes.
I was eavesdropping by the water cooler, and I heard him say that it was his last day on the workshop, and it was the second day, and I was like, Amber, you gotta do it right now because he's not gonna be here tomorrow. And I slid that thing right on there real smooth.
Listen,
like that. Y'all,
you gotta know
I
how to
sing,
play
listen
it.
Listen to me.
Yes, this is why I love Amber.
Listen,
see, I can't have everybody around
y'all,
me. You gotta know how to play it.
Listen,
you gotta play your cards right.
I said, that was God speaking to me. He said, he is leaving, Amber. That means you need to slide on in there
right.
and ask for what you want.
Listen, yeah.
So, you know, fingers crossed, I'm gonna be singing on Sesame Street.
You will
yes,
be.
You will be.
Thank
I'm
you
excited
guys.
For it. I'm
Thank
already like, I can't wait.
Thank you guys.
Oh my God, I love
but
it.
But yes, it was a great time. Then Black Girls was singing. It was, what's his name? James Iglehart was Hook.
Okay.
Oh. Taylor Iman Jones was Wendy, who is in Head Over Heels. It was actually an amazing room. Olivia Puckett, who is in Dear Evan Hansen. It was like a million brown girls in there.
Right.
Yeah, everybody was singing. I love to Aisha Jackson because her grandfather passed away. He was transitioning during our last presentation, so she wasn't able to do the last one, and then he passed away the next day. So we just want to send love out to Black Broadway Princess. We love you, Aisha Jackson.
Aisha Jackson's in Frozen, and she's
yes,
the Black
she is.
Anna in that show.
It was a great week, and just to work with some great people in a good room.
That's what's up. I love that.
It was a good time.
Tiffany, what was your week like this week?
Rehearsal
for the share.
Yeah, that was it, really. Yeah.
So do you think you're going to, Well, I guess I can I ask you that? If you like gonna like the musical, like, do you think you're gonna enjoy?
We did a out of town tryout in Chicago,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and so it's a little different than then. So I think it'll be, if you like Cher, then this is a great show to see, and the music is catchy.
Wait, where? I don't even know what
just
the last thing. Okay, y'all, listen, we had to take a moment.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Amber had to go to a bathroom, and we just
small.
Had to take a moment.
Yep.
Chris will know what to do. Chris
know what to do.
Yeah.
It's Chris, because Chris had been drinking, y'all.
Listen, okay.
Chris was drunk. That was the emergency. Chris got drunk, and
my
we had to take
God
a break.
Today.
Chris was pressing all the buttons.
Y'all, if these walls could talk. My God.
But we just go right, move right on, right?
We are going to move right on.
We're going to move on to hot topics.
Yes.
There we go.
My Ooh. God. this week has been mm-hmm. a little much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been up and down this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I could turn back time. Listen, if I could turn back time, y'all. I just
that was real good.
Okay, we are. So let's just start with the, because I like to get the sad stuff out the way
okay.
first, so mm-hmm. we can keep laughing. And it, you know, honestly, if I could turn back time, this mm-hmm. is a person that I would love to bring back. Roger Robinson passed this week,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't know who Roger Robinson is, you are doing yourself a great disservice. Such a talented actor, Willie Dynamite. He was in that movie. He was, you know, on Broadway. He's done a lot of August Wilson's works. He won a Tony in 2009 for Don't Give Me the Lion.
Is it Jim? Is it Rick?
No, it's not Jim.
It's one of them ones I'm not gonna remember.
I can't think
my brain
at the moment.
Slow.
At the moment, I know.
Don't worry,
I know the name of it. Because I just posted the video, but he wanted to meet Joe Turner.
Joe Turner. Thank you. I knew it was.
And yeah, I'm saddened by it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was such a dynamic artist, and I saw him the last time I was able to speak to him was at when I saw Dolphins and Sharks.
Okay.
At, I can't think of the company, but Dolphins and Sharks, he was there at the same show that I was at, and I looked over and I said, Mr. Robinson? And he stood there and he said, yes. Like, nigga, what? but he was just nice. He was a nice yeah. guy. Didn't know me from a grain of salt, but, you know, took the time to speak, and I was in awe because yeah. I'm like, oh my God, it's Roger Robinson.
Yeah. yeah.
But Tiffany, I know that you have personal experience and you worked with him.
Yeah, his last show
wow.
that he did. Some old black man. It's the same playwright that did Dolphins and Sharks. James Taylor.
Yeah, you know.
That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
know him.
But mm-hmm. who also went to Howard.
Ain't you? You know, Chris.
And
bottoms up.
Girl, that's the name of this episode, the H.U. Drinking Game.
But yeah, Roger was an awesome guy. Like, he always came in to work hard. He was always ready, prepared. I wish everyone could be a little like Roger.
Hello. Yeah.
yeah. Like, he pushed. He wasn't in the best of health when we started, but he still was there and pushed through every day.
Wow.
So, and just listening to the stories, I mean, he was friends with James Baldwin. So listening to
right.
the story of that and August Wilson and everyone else that he's worked with, is just, he was like an encyclopedia of black theater.
Wow.
Yeah. So
is there any moment that you shared with him that you will always remember or distinctly recall?
Yes, it was outside of rehearsal. He was, when we were in L.A. Rehearsing, because he was doing the crossover episode of How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, because yeah. he played her father.
Viola Davis's father. But
yes.
he was also in on Broadway with Viola Davis in
Not Fences, the other one?
Not Fences, the other one. With Brian Stokes Mitchell,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
Why can't I never think of the plays on my, like, when I need them?
It's okay. We gonna Google it.
Was it Seven? Is that Seven Guitars? That's not Seven Guitars. No.
It's not
God,
Jitney.
I can't.
It's not. No. We're going to figure it out.
Right. I'm about to just Google it real quick.
Yep.
But go ahead, Tiffany.
He was tired. So he would like shoot all day and then come in and rehearse with us.
Oof.
And so he was tired. And we would drive back to his
It's okay.
I got nervous. We would drive back to his hotel, but we would have dance parties like in the car to make sure that he like would stay up the whole time.
Oh wow.
So like I think that's like my favorite memory with him.
That's and,
I
mean, so sweet. Yeah,
that is what's up. I love that. And it was seven guitars.
It was okay, good. Yep. We did good.
And you know, Viola Davis only has done August Wilson plays on Broadway.
Yeah.
She's never done anything else but August Wilson work. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
But in Seven Guitars was, you know, Ruben Santiago Hudson, Roger Robinson, Tommy Hollis, Viola Davis, Rosalind Coleman, Keith David, Michelle Shea.
Everybody.
You need to know every single name. One of those names
yes.
on there. Like, those are, pioneers.
Yeah.
And Roger is that.
Yeah.
He is a staple. And it's just so, it's weird to me that the pioneers for Black theater do not get the recognition that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Broadway lights ain't about to go out for Roger Robinson.
And he got a whole Tony at the house.
Yeah.
You don't know how long I was Googling the other day, like, what are the rules?
Yeah. Who gets to decide?
The rules aren't published because they don't want us to know.
Exactly.
But honestly, it's a group of people who like sit in a room and decide whether or not you're worthy.
Wow.
And because he probably only did August Wilson work, got one Tony for a show that then white people didn't see, ain't nobody even, they ain't gonna flick a light. They ain't gonna light a
match. Like, he gave his life.
He got a whole Tony.
He did.
And he said in his acceptance speech that it took him 40 something years to get there when he got it in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confused.
And they say, apparently, like, people have to submit the names. Like, enough people have to submit it. But that would mean enough white people
had
have
to know who he is. And they
don't know.
They never gonna know.
Don't know.
Ooh, that hurts my heart.
I know.
So bad.
I was
really,
Googling
really
all day, like,
well,
what
I
are
was
the
Googling
rules?
Because
I never know what the rule is. Right. I thought at least you got a Tony. That means you could, but no, you no.
Well, you know, this is the week that I started to like get back into trying to work again. And so I saw that, and as soon as I found out and I had, you know, confirmed that it had happened, I posted it.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't get out into the mainstream media until 2 days later.
Yeah.
Because I kept looking to see, like, okay, well, when are they going to say something about dimming the lights? Or are they going to try to dim the light at one theater? Maybe the August Wilson Theater?
Right.
Like,
at least.
Something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is where I get consistently disappointed with the Broadway community, because they don't respect us. Yeah. They don't respect what we bring. They want to use us all day long for press optics. And I even just had a tweet about that, too, talking about Black theater actors are used as understudies for roles, but never really given the opportunity to shine unless it's going to sell the most tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And just not respected. You know, this goes back to the Great Comet situation. It's a respect issue more than a race issue. And I don't know if you don't respect me because of my race or you don't respect me because of you don't think that I'm as talented or whatever the issue is, but the respect is lacking.
Yes.
And that is just disappointing. Like, come on, Broadway League. Like, what the fuck?
We gotta
fuck?
Do better.
Like, for real, for real. Like, I can't take it.
We gonna speak your name here, though, sir.
Hello,
we
Roger Robinson. Your name. Okay, so yeah, we love you, Roger, and we thank you so much for all that you've contributed to the theater community and all of the knowledge. And you will not be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You will not go unmissed. So we thank you so much. I mean, he was a 2009 Tony Award winner. He just did so
he did a lot.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just repeating myself because I can't even.
Yeah.
That's angry. Like, that's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So just a moment of silence for Roger Robinson. Thank y'all so much. We're going to move on to the next hot topic. But ain't nothing hotter than that, because I'm hot. I'm hot right now. So there's going to be another thing that I was looking at. There's going to be a Basquiat musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's in development right now.
Now, who developing it? Is it?
Well, I'm actually not mad at this. It's John Batiste.
Oh, right.
John Batiste
doing the music.
He's the band leader at the Colbert Show.
Yes.
The late night with Colbert. So he's doing the music with it, and he's writing... he's writing the music and the lyrics. And then I believe John Doyle, who did The Color Purple, is going to be directing the show. Now, I'm tired of these white directors taking opportunities to tell black stories. This is where you should, you know, Michael Arden, you know, I enjoyed working with Michael on Preacher's Wife.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed working with him. However, I still think there is room for us to allow black people to tell black stories.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the church. You didn't live this church experience. You don't know anything about Basquiat's art and what it did for him as a human being, as a black man, and how it resonated for black people. You do not know. And there's no way that this white British man from across the pond is going to tell me that
this experience, that he can direct this experience. And truly, and I've even heard, you know, down the grapevine, like John Doyle trying to tell Color Purple people how to do church. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you giving direction on how to do church when you ain't never lived it?
Yeah.
And this is my experience, but you're telling me I'm wrong. That's infuriating. So these white directors keep taking these experiences. We're going to have to, I don't know if we're going to have to start picketing on the line, but, you know, like, what are we going to do? Because, I mean, all the people that care are trying to work. All the people that care about these issues want to work in the business.
Right.
And so it's like, how can we make any progress when everybody's trying to play to get along? Like, trying to, you know, just get along to get along.
I hear what you're saying.
Like, that's disappointing. And if even if you do make a ruffle of feathers, too, that could end you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could end you, you know? And,
it's
but,
like,
you know,
it feels like just the biggest catch-22.
It is.
Because it's only a handful of black directors out here who have reached that level where they are respected enough to be given certain opportunities. But it's like, since there's only three of them, like, what do you do? Like, I don't know how to fix it.
Maybe we need to start inviting maybe a white person in here and just give them a section. They can't stay the whole time. But they can get a section of the portions of the shows that we can start asking these questions and start, you know, because we can call the Broadway League and get somebody down here from there, or call, you know, I don't know, Carol Rothman at Second Stage, or, you know, somebody that are in the positions to make the decisions.
But I feel like we probably know all the answers. You know what I mean? Like, we know what it is.
Like, yeah.
But how to fix it is what we don't know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's going to take the people the powers that be to fix it.
Like, and the thing is, the powers that be don't see it as a problem. So there's nothing to fix.
Ooh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? They're filling their diversity quota. They got their one August Wilson show in their season, or their Dream Girls, or their Sister Act. Like, they don't think it's a problem. So there's no one out here doing the work to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed.
My God. Okay.
Yep, we still working. We still in the bushes.
Well, with this Basquiat musical, according to the press release, producers Alan D and Barbara Marks have access to Basquiat's art and personal archives. A title and premiere date for the musical have not been announced. In a statement, Batiste said, I want people to leave this show inspired to create. I want them to not only learn about Jean-Michel Basquiat, an innovator, but to also feel the visceral thrill of the creative process and to deepen and discover their own creativity. His sisters, John Michael's younger sisters, added in a joint statement, "Over the years, many people have approached us about telling our brother's story on stage. But having discussed this project with the Marks over many months, our interest was piqued once we understood that their approach to telling our brother's story treats his life, his art, and his legacy with respect and passion. With John Batiste and John Doyle leading the creative team, we are thrilled with the possibilities. We cannot wait to begin the development process. Broadway is a new world for us, and we're looking forward to sharing our brother's life and art." Okay. It's a new world for y'all, so y'all don't know that John Doyle shouldn't be directing the show.
Good night.
Y'all don't know, and that's okay. That's okay, but somebody's going to have to tell you, so I'm going to be writing a stern email.
I can't take it.
You think I'm not?
I know you will. Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, I know you. I know
I'm
going to
be writing a stern email
to the
estate of John Basquiat.
Jesus, not the estate.
To let them know. Yes, to let them know that the decisions are wrong. You are misinformed.
Help me, God.
I mean, you're already taking a chance on somebody that's never written a Broadway musical.
Help me.
That's true.
You're already taking chance. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave it to Sarah Bareilles, and she did amazing. You know, they gave it to, you know, a couple other people. Cyndi Lauper did amazing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're taking a chance on John Batiste, I am here for that. But there are black Tony Award-winning directors. Are there not? Like, let me make sure I'm not talking outside of my neck. Black Tony Award-winning directors.
Kenny Leon.
Dorsey Wolf,
who just celebrated birthday this week.
Ruben's Tony, is it for acting or directing?
Ruben is for acting.
Acting, okay. Mm-hmm. So we got Kenny, we got George.
But even still, he's a Tony Award winner can direct.
He is.
Right. And Jitney won.
Yes, she did.
So, boom. Okay. So he is a Tony Award winning director. Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking, I know a couple others, but they are not alive. So, a lot, that might be. There's nominated, like, Liesl Tommy,
yep.
And
once she was the first black woman.
Yeah, I think she was.
See?
That's disgusting. But why are so many just first in 2000? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
Because this wasn't built for us.
Yeah.
It wasn't built for us, and they really don't want us here, for real.
Good Lord.
unless it's making them a coin. So
let's move on. I need some light.
You know,
this is getting dark.
They sending all the black people out of Hamilton onto the tour instead of actually on Broadway.
If you don't change the subject,
I'm just saying of what I
there
see.
There you go. Every episode, you got to bring it up.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying, but like, I ain't lie. So yeah, we looking forward to the Basquiat musical. And we also looking forward to all our little celebrities coming to Broadway with American Son. So Kerry Washington's going to be an American Son.
She bringing every Negro she know
with
her.
And I'm about to call Irene.
She said out a ooh, ooh, ah! She said, get in line, motherfuckers!
I'm about to call Irene Gandy because they got everybody over here. Shonda Rhimes, Gabrielle Union. So many people are producing
Jada
the show
Pinkett
now.
Smith. There was
what?
Another black man. I ain't even know him, but I said, props to you, my brother.
Well, that's Kerry Washington's
Boo.
Husband.
Boo. It was another. No, it's not him. I know him because he's cute. It's another person. It was another man on that picture. And I was like, oh, who is you? You single?
So yeah, we're excited about that. Like Shonda Rhimes coming to Broadway. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
she's produced
awesome.
A theater company out in LA. She had a theater company out in LA. We talked about that maybe like a year or so ago.
But you know, I was talking to somebody about this, and there's got to be a way to tap into that. And this is no shade to anything happening at American Son. But we need that star power behind these other shows that don't have stars in them.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I also said, I was thinking to my mind, like, y'all got all this money for this Broadway show, but what about the rest of the shows that gonna come after
mm-hmm.
that? Like, why don't y'all just
spread the love around?
Yeah,
Shonda could do that one by her dang self.
Hello?
Like, we need on these grassroots.
Why is so many of y'all on one show?
And no offense, but like, not just because it's stars and it's Kenny. Like, we need the ones where ain't no stars, but it's a strong book.
Right.
And it's a story we can get behind and we believe in. Like, that's when we need the star power, the shuffle alongs.
And I know that all these stars got more money then, you know,
all
like,
of us
like,
combined.
Right. Yeah. And Danielle Brooks is producing Ain't Too Proud. And I know they all got more money than her. So how is she the lead producer on that show?
Listen.
Like,
we
got to
start coming together, y'all, for real.
And JD ain't been to Broadway since
Fela.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. What's really good?
We just got to get our hands dirty.
So Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade are also on the producing team. It's going to show star Kerry Washington and Stephen Pascal. In a story tackling among other subjects, race and law enforcement.
Yeah. We need it, though. I ain't mad at it at all. Quote me right.
The additional co-producers announced also include NFL player turned actor.
Don't try it. You're not going to do it. Say Kerry Washington husband. I don't want to see you botch this up.
And businessman and author Steve Stout.
That's who I didn't know. Steve Stout.
The play is produced by Kerry Washington's Simpson Street, Jeffrey Richards, Rebecca Gold, and Will Trice. It's written by Christopher Demos Brown and directed by Tony winner Kenny Leon. It stars Washington and Pascal as estranged parents of a missing teenage boy brought together in a Florida police station when the boy's empty car is found during a traffic stop. Oops. The ad just
I'm so glad it wasn't nothing naughty.
Oh, no. This is the ad in the article.
Praise God.
Yeah, so this should be, you know, interesting thing, and I'm about to call Irene because they need to come on here and let us know what's going on and give us like a little exclusive or something. Can we get Kerry Washington? I know she told us we ain't gonna get Kerry Washington, but
maybe we can get a husband.
Right? Hello, hello,
hello, sir.
Listen,
I'm kidding.
I just want to be in the mist.
Get out of here.
So that should be cute. Like, I'm really excited about that. Like, it should be a good little number. The show starts previews October the 6th.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Like, yep, this week. And an opening night will be November the 4th. It's only a 16-week run. You know, it's a limited engagement.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they put the money at.
Yeah, because they know.
They know.
Because those are hard to recoup.
Yeah.
Ain't enough time or seats.
And that's probably why it's so many of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. We understand, y'all. We understand
get
how the
like,
business works.
We get it, but
we
like,
just want to spread the love around. That's
right.
All.
I mean, and I get it that, you know, you might, it's hard to recoup money on Broadway. Like,
yes.
A lot of people lose money. It's about the experience of working on Broadway. That's a hard pill to swallow. You know, the show takes $20 million, $15 mm-hmm. million dollars to make.
Like, I had just asked if earlier, I was like, can you think of an original black Dear Evan Hansen that was commercially successful? Like, no names, original story, starring black people that was a success. The closest I could think which weren't successful were Passing Strange and Carolina Change.
And I mean, even though they're successful beyond Broadway.
Exactly. But like not, ran for more yeah. than a year. And we don't even have one in the last how many years?
And that's what infuriates me even more, because we do not get the chance to fail.
No. Right?
Bright Star.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all, Amazing Grace. All this foolery.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The best thing about Amazing Grace, though, was the water. Like, they were swimming
that
around.
Was sexy.
That was really sexy. I need somebody else to do that. That was really good. But we don't get the chance to fail, and there's so many different things happening on Broadway. Like name me a show. Like, I'm not gonna do it.
Because I don't know where you about to go, and I don't know what I need to do.
I'm not gonna do it.
I just grab my purse. I will get out of here quick.
Well, and you know I work at MTC.
I
right?
know you do.
So I work at Manhattan Theater Club, and they just opened a show called The Nap on Broadway.
What are you about to say, Chris? Get your finger ready.
No, okay. I'm not about to say anything. I don't know anything about the show, and I'm wondering why it's gone to Broadway.
I hear you.
I'm also, like, they even offered me free tickets, and they couldn't pay me to register for the tickets.
Help me, Lord.
They couldn't pay me to sign up to go and see the show. Like,
help
I'm just like, oh,
me.
No, I'm not going to see this. And I work here.
Sometimes, though.
Like, yeah. I work here. Now, you know I showed up to the opening night party, though.
Okay.
I did an Ambry mine.
First of all, shut the hell up.
I slid right on through.
First of all, shut
good,
the hell up.
A good buffet, you know.
Listen, if I'm out and it's 8:30 and it's a party, well, I might as well go. I'm already out. My face is already beat.
Now, why weren't you at George C. Wood's birthday party?
Why wasn't I?
Yeah.
When was it?
This was on Thursday.
Probably because I was working. And I had strep throat too. Don't tell nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he celebrated birthday this week. And everybody was in the room.
I'm sure they were.
It was ridiculous. Anyway.
I love George.
So that's happening. Let's move on, because I'm getting mad. I don't even know what I'm getting mad about right now, but like I just feel it.
Okay.
Yeah. What else am I looking at? What else did I miss this week? Oh, Denzel Washington is helping to restore August Wilson's childhood home in Pittsburgh, which I think is like really great. It costs like $5 million.
Hey,
but I think it's necessary, because that's a piece of history that we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, who brought Wilson's Pulitzer Prize winning play Fences to the Big Screen in 2016, led a $5 million fundraising effort to renovate the August Wilson house, along with Washington, Oprah Winfrey, and Tyler Perry, pledged $1 million each to the project. Shonda Rhimes, Spike Lee, and Samuel L. Jackson also made a financial contribution. Renovations are set to be completed in 2020. The house will then become a center for art and culture.
Yes.
That is like, I love it. During a special ceremony on Wednesday, the Washington says, it is a privilege and an honor and a responsibility and a joy to play a small part in keeping him alive. And I think that's just so beautiful. We need to keep him alive. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that's. Am I missing anything as far as hot topics are concerned?
Kinky Boots is closing.
Oh yeah, Kinky Boots is closing. They're going to be closing.
It's like April.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, we do got a little while. But it's we need a new show.
It's
time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody then came through there. Wayne and Todrick. You know, we didn't see y'all.
Tim, Tom, Pete, and Paul. Yeah, everybody done been through.
And so we love that. You know, I was trying to think, is there anybody else that I would have liked to see in the role of Lola.
I never saw Billy, so he can come back one more time. But other than that,
you didn't see Billy?
I never saw him.
Oh my God.
I never did. I was wilding. I think we were rehearsing for Shuffle at the same time, and we had just started rehearsal. He was like, I got $150 tickets. And I was like, oh, I'm still poor. Never mind. So I missed it. I was still poor. I hadn't gotten enough checks yet, but yeah, I wanted to see it.
Well, look how the tables turn.
I mean, I'm still a little poor, but praise God. Keep moving.
But yeah, so Kinky Boots is closing, but I'm like thinking like, I wonder if would ever do Kinky Boots. Oh. Do you think that his... Mm-hmm. You
know, I like him, but I wouldn't go
put,
to see
him in that.
Yeah.
I feel like he wouldn't...
Do we need to bleep?
Tiffany done been a guest for 2 minutes and she already got a bleep.
Right.
I don't know. I think we should bleep that much. It's no disrespect. I don't want it to get misconstrued.
Yeah,
right.
No.
Any disrespect.
So bleep what I said too. Uh-huh. Like, so we just move on.
Yeah. You got any questions for the readers?
Right. Like, and if you want to see anybody else in kinky boots before
tell
it closes,
us who
like,
it is.
Yeah, tell us who it is. I mean, maybe a Norm Lewis might. I mean, somebody different. Like,
read a question from the readers, please.
No, we never did. I said what I said.
Oh, we did. And it's your week.
No,
you
it's
got some...
your week.
No, I did mine.
No, you were. Were you here last week?
Yeah.
But you didn't do it last week.
Wait, who did
Donnie
last week?
Donnie did it last week. And so it's now your turn.
God, no, I just... When did I just done it? I just did... What did I just do?
Did you just do it? Or was it... So it's my turn?
I can't remember. Who was the last one? It wasn't Stick... It was Drew
no,
or
it was Yellow,
is Drew?
Yellow Man was the...
Yellow Man. I did Yellow Man last. That was mine. It is yours, Boo Bear. I knew I wasn't crazy.
Well, shit.
You ain't got one, do you?
I mean, you know, I can always, you know, pull one out of my hat.
If you start making up a monologue right here.
You know I will.
Some shit that LaToya Luckett was in that you saw.
Speaking of which,
no,
the
no, no,
the cast of Snoop Dogg.
I want to see it.
The cast of Snoop Dogg.
Oh, we are definitely
going. Wait.
So you know I already talked to the PR rep.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I have.
You reached out to Linda?
Yes,
no?
I talked to Linda.
Linda
called
tried
Linda.
To get me to do Set It Off. I heard the one about Set It Off.
Oh, we went to see it. I want you to see it. Yeah.
Don't say we. Don't say we. That was you.
And I
was
loved like, it.
He loved that damn
done.
Shit.
You should have done it.
Done it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If she reaches out to you about this, you need to
yeah.
do it.
Well, she talk,
so we can get a behind
well,
the scenes.
She gave me Jakarius. I was talking to him for a moment because he does, yeah, all the stuff. And then he told me that they were doing a... Destiny's Child one at some point, and that they
do
were trying to do
not
in Australia first.
Do not do
that's what he said.
Not
no lie.
Do not do not.
Y'all,
do
he
this.
Got his hand like, out like I, Sealy. Everything I, you touch until you do
listen,
right by me.
Do not do
honest
this.
To God.
You don't. You have no idea what you have just done to my
oh, my God.
My black theater spirit. Like a Destiny's Child.
Y'all, he about to yeah. pass out. I ain't never seen this him this yeah. chocolate. He done.
And,
he
and
turned
you,
purple.
And you know.
He looked like he caramel.
You know.
And a lobster. It's like red brown.
You know, if nobody else doing it, Michelle Williams is doing it.
She yeah. gonna reprise her role.
Yeah.
Listen.
Listen.
What if it's just all about Michelle being entered into the group and like...
No.
I don't know. Oh. He sounds really excited.
When
of
is
course,
to, like, okay.
Well, that's the thing, because he was saying when I was talking,
we got an exclusive,
it was right
y'all.
Before.
I can't.
It was like right before Set It Off. So they were looking for a black stage manager, couldn't find one. So Linda gave him my information, and then he was like, "Yeah, the next thing we have in line is Snoop Dogg, and this is gonna be exciting." And then after Snoop, so he didn't say like a year.
Oh
later.
It may be
God.
Some time.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh,
y'all know he gonna be there front row. Center.
Oh yes, I am.
He going to all the shows.
Oh, you are.
He packing
like,
his
listen,
own chicken.
Listen,
I know it.
The experience is like none other. Like,
I know.
So black, like we laugh, we eating, we late,
it's
like
time.
It's so great.
It's good.
It's
that
so
needs
good.
To be on the t-shirt. It's we laugh, we eating, we late. That's it.
Listen,
that's it.
I can't like.
I went to a Tyler Perry show
late.
And it was like the best thing in my life.
I can't
I said,
take
it.
So
good.
Fun.
It was
it's
a lot
so
of fun.
Fun. Yes. Oh my
talking
God.
Talking back to the people.
Both
yes,
of y'all.
Like
it was
out
great.
Loud.
I'm
yeah.
dead.
Laughing with people you don't even
I
know.
Loved it.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
Can we talk about this new dog cast? I done pulled up the flyer.
Okay. Go ahead, go ahead.
So it is not Snoop Dogg and Tamar Braxton, which we knew.
Mm-hmm.
They have added to the cast Eric Benet, Omar Gooding, Demetria McKinney, LaToya London, and y'all remember Lil JJ?
Lil JJ,
who
yes.
Drew is very yeah. fond of.
He's okay. So they tried to play me and try to act like Lil JJ and grow up to be fine.
He's handsome.
Like
he's handsome.
He got his dreads
yeah.
in. Like
he's handsome.
He alright. My
Come
life
on.
Ain't changed. Like I'm looking at it, my life ain't changed.
Listen.
He alright.
You don't remember Lil JJ with the braids? And like on the like,
because he was on the Nickelodeon.
Y'all just
show.
Google Lil JJ now, so
but
y'all can see him.
He was also on like the BET show. That's how he
yeah.
came out. He was on a BET show. He was a comedian.
Yeah.
He was like,
I mean,
yeah, he won.
He ain't giving me Trevante Rose. Like he ain't, you know. I ain't, you know. Woof, woof.
He giving you a little hood sexy, like it's hood sexy.
But how
like
old
he
is he? Is he like
a grown man? Like
is he,
out of
he grown? Yeah.
Okay.
Why is Chris Googling him? Okay, Chris.
Listen, yes.
Google.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Yeah.
We need the images of him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's,
come on,
he's
like.
Grown.
Come
your
on.
Life ain't changing. Look at her face. Look at her face.
Yes.
He's
come on.
He
He, okay. Them Jackson 5 nostrils could get every bit of me. Yes.
He's handsome.
Come on.
I'm not going to say you. Like, good night. I'm done. Tiffany, what
and
you about to say?
No, I'm saying. And he pledged. I remember it was a big thing like when he pledged. I feel like.
Oh,
yeah.
What is he?
Yeah.
Is he a cap or
yeah.
what is he? Who is he?
I can't remember what he is.
I think he's a Q. He's a Q.
Okay. Oh, he is a Q. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
No, thank you.
Listen.
Put the oil on me.
No.
Listen, I am here.
Help me.
Listen, I will turn you out, okay? Out. OWT, I will turn
Can
you
we please
out.
Move on? Help me, God.
That was Listen. A better picture. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Like, you know they didn't do that flyer.
Yeah,
no,
that flyer
no
wasn't good. He didn't
yeah,
look good
but
on
I was
that
like,
one.
Ah! Like, I could see the potential in okay. this. I uh-huh. knew. I
My
knew.
Gosh.
Yeah, so praise God for that. And, I also heard that, you know, because I was talking about this. I posted it on my Insta story. And somebody from Chicago reached out to me and said, oh, you know I have a horror story about that. Mm-hmm. And she also said that Jacarius worked called her some years ago and asked her about working stage managing. But he wanted her to drop everything and come, like, right then. Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't feel comfortable doing that with no contract, no, you know, no payment negotiations or anything. Like, and he told her, you're going to be sorry.
Oh.
Like, almost like she would never work again. Wow. Like, she would be sorry that she didn't take this opportunity. And it was just like, okay, sir, like, you're not even union.
Help. Yeah.
So what am I sorry wow. about?
Can you give
There's
me
no benefits? Protections, right? Oh. There's no protections for me. Wow. So that just boggled my mind. But that story came to me this week. But I'm here for Jacarius and the shows that he's doing. I don't know how he's doing it, yeah. but he's obviously doing
crook.
It. Right?
He doing
I mean,
it.
LaToya yeah. London. Now, LaToya London is the one that did not make it, you know, past American Idol when she should have, because it was her, Jennifer Hudson, and Fantasia. Those right. three women right there during that season of American Idol were life-changing for yeah. a lot of people, but she was yeah. the only one that didn't get, like, the stardom or the push.
Gotcha.
And that just boggled my mind. I mean, she's been doing theater. You yeah. know, she did the Color Purple tour.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. She sure did.
So she's done some other things.
Yeah.
But she's not getting, like, the she's not getting jobs. And I just wonder what that's about, because she can sing.
She can.
God's come in God's time. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sad for her, because, you know, how you watch your constituents
Listen,
win
Snoop,
Oscars
Snoop
and Grammys.
Snoop Dogg might get her a Tony. That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
You don't know what God has set up. Ha ha! It's been preordained.
Listen,
Shanta. Because in the Bible.
Well, listen, I'm just glad that God set up a Destiny's Child musical.
I cannot.
I am beyond
Help,
thrilled,
Lord Jesus.
And like I just need to be a part. Like, can I be one of the dudes in what the Say My Name video? Can I? You know, just do anything.
You could be in the Soldier video.
Like,
you would
yeah,
look
like,
real good in
come
that.
Come on.
With the low cut season, okay. with the deep way. Okay, yeah, that's you.
So, you know, I could play the okay. trade. Like, you know, I got my sweats on today. Like,
are you
I
done?
I could play the trade. Like,
I'm done with you.
You know.
I can't.
Y'all know.
Okay, can you okay. get out of here?
Yeah, so like.
Tiffany said, I see.
Let me call Linda and tell her to like,
to
I need an audition.
Guys.
I need an audition for this. Like,
make it happen.
Get them push-ups in.
If I could go on tour. With Jacarius.
See, this is where this is
a tour I would definitely do. Do you hear me? But okay, so the show was actually supposed to be in New York on October the 14th, but I called Linda and they've moved it to March. So we have a lot more time.
Wait, what?
The show was supposed to be 2 weeks from now, and it was supposed to, they moved the New York date.
And they, oh.
So the New York date was supposed to be October 14th.
In 6 months.
But they moved it to March.
Okay.
Now.
That's, I'm already nervous.
I don't know why they did
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
But they just said they moved the New York date.
Okay.
So I don't know what that was about. Maybe it could have been venue. It could have been anything.
Okay,
you know
we'll
what
wait.
I mean?
So, we'll wait on the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But that gives us more time
We don't
want to
rush greatness. It'll be good. It'll
right.
be real good.
That'll give us more time to plan. And they'll have, you know, a couple of shows under their belt. You know what I mean?
I can't.
So yeah, y'all, we getting ready for Snoop Dogg.
No, we're not.
I am, listen, Tiffany, we going.
Okay, I'm
and
down.
And everybody keeps emailing and asking and like tweeting us about like, what night is going to be the Broadway Black Night to go?
God,
well, that
Jesus.
Sounds like so much fun.
Oh, Help we're going. And, oh, and, but I see I'm trying to work with Linda now so we can have a block of tickets
like
so we can
that.
All sit together.
Okay.
So, I mean, you still have to buy your tickets, but we're going to get a block, a section off so we can all be like front row in the thing,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
I'm there for it.
It's going to be amazing.
We're going to be able to smell the weed from
Listen,
front row.
It's going
to
be amazing, man. I'm really excited. another thing. So I'm starting a new series called Off the Beaten Path. Off the Beaten Path is a place where you can go to Broadway Black and you'll see the show of the week. So it's a show that you normally would not think of or see or, you know, have anything to do with because you just don't know about
mm-hmm.
it. So Off the Beaten Path is, and these shows are like going to be cheap. They're not going to be Broadway prices. It's gonna be cheap shows. So the first show is starts this week. It's October 4th to the 13th. It's by Stacey Rose. It's called The Danger, a homage to Strange Fruit. Inspired by the mysterious hanging death of 17-year-old Lennon Lacey in 2014 in Bladenboro, North Carolina, this ghost play follows the interracial couple, he and she, into the world of the station, a long-ago abandoned rail station waiting room, an in-between place that houses black souls who left the earth in violent ways and who constantly seek their way home. So I think that it's going to be a very interesting show. All I know is this description. Tickets are $18. Actually, if you buy the tickets now, before the show opens officially, I think the show is like $13 or something. So it's like $5
off. That's cute.
But it's something very interesting, something different. Mm-hmm. So I really want you guys to try to check it out. It's happening at Jack in Brooklyn. So it's at the Jack Theater in Brooklyn. Make sure you just go read more about it and find out about the tickets and the info. You can find it on BroadwayBlack.com. The Danger, a homage to Strange Fruit by Stacey Rose. That's The Danger, an homage to Strange Fruit by Stacey Rose.
Love.
So, that's off the beaten path this week. Let me go ahead and pull up my little monologue because we're going to do this. I said what I said.
I'm just glad you remembered the name of the segment.
Listen.
What did you call it last week? It is what it is.
Right.
But why? Look, and I usually carry a script in my bag, and I was just going to pull it out and just start reading. But let me think. Oh, God.
We know it's going to be black.
Oh, of course.
We know it's going to be loud.
Is it going to be loud?
It probably is.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
You know, it might be, you know, now you make me want to do something.
Don't pull out no Shakespeare, no black Shakespeare, just to fuck with us. Don't do nothing ridiculous.
Oh, I think I got one. Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Let's go with...
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because you done pulled out something that LaToya London did. What's the other one? Who the pregnant
LaToya
one?
LaToya Luckett.
Luckett.
You know I like... LaToya Luckett. I don't even know why you playing like she ain't.
I'm not saying nothing. I just know you finna pull out a LaToya Luckett monologue. That's all.
You know what? I can't with
it's
you.
It's gonna start with, but why? After all these years, I slaved in the kitchen.
You know what?
I cooked in the fields. I just feel like it's gonna be slave-like.
I can't.
But it's gonna be in 1992 though. But you still gonna be like, but why she sound like a slave?
Right.
Help, God.
Well, I guess I can't do one that you would never guess.
You can do anything. I like the trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I'm nervous. That means it's really going to be off the beaten path, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Nah, okay, so I ain't read this. Oh. I just pulled this, so I don't know.
Oh,
Jesus. I don't even know what it's about.
Oh, God. It's a cold read.
Listen. Okay.
Let's just pray. ain't no words. That's gonna be okay. Never mind. Keep going.
Well, you know what?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm focused.
Had a whole mess of men he catched. Just go out and hunting regular like you go out hunting possum. He catch you and go home to his wife and family. Ain't thought about you going home to yours. Joe Turner catched me when my little girl was just born. Wasn't nothing but a little baby sucking on her mama's titty when he catched me. Joe Turner catched me in a 1901. Kept me 7 years until 1908. Kept everybody 7 years. You go out hunting and bring back 40 men at a time and keep them 7 years. I was walking down this road in this little town outside of Memphis, come upon these fellas gambling. I was a deacon in the Abundant Life Church. I stopped to preach to these fellas to see if maybe I could turn some of them from their sinning when Joe Turner, brother of the governor of the great sovereign state of Tennessee, swooped down on us and grabbed everybody there. Kept us all 7 years. My wife Martha gone from me after Joe Turner catched me. I do know this monologue. Got out from under Joe Turner on his birthday. Me and 40 other men put in our 7 years and he let us go on his birthday. I made it back to Henry Thompson's place where me and Martha was sharecropping and Martha's gone. She taken my little daughter, my little girl, and left her with her mama and took off north. We've been looking for her ever since. That's been going on 4 years now we've been looking. That's the only thing I know to do. I just want to see her face. So I can get me a starting place in the world. The place got to start somewhere. That's what I've been looking for. I've been wandering a long time in somebody else's world. When I find my wife, that be making of my own. Yeah, that's it. I don't like it. I want to redo it.
No, you don't get to redo it.
Why?
Well, there were some clues there.
Well, yeah. So that's why I want to redo it.
I'm gonna take a stab in the dark. I'm gonna guess. It has something to do with a man named, was it Peter? No, Paul.
I can't.
Was his name Jeremiah? No. Wait.
Okay, I'm doing another.
His
monologue.
Name was Joe. His name was Joe. Was his name Joe?
I'm doing another monologue.
Wait. I feel it in my spirit. Joe Thomas. Joe Templeton. Joe Turner.
I'm doing
Joe
another
Turner.
One.
His name was Joe Turner.
Listen, okay, we going on to the questions. We going on to the question. It was Joe Turner's come and gone. I tried to do something relevant to today because I didn't prepare. I didn't think it was. I could have sworn it wasn't my week.
But why was the third word Joe Turner?
Right, I didn't read it. I was like, fuck.
Oh, wait.
Fuck.
I was like, oh.
Listen, okay.
We were doing so well.
Listen, like, y'all.
Just do a reader question.
It wasn't my week.
It's okay, boo-boo.
I swear it wasn't my week.
It's okay.
I swear it wasn't.
It's okay. Let's just do a reader question and get on out of here. We won't be before you long.
You know what? I'm disappointed in myself.
It's okay.
You know what?
Some young soul out there didn't catch on, didn't know what it was from.
Let me bypass
all the
Amber Show's emails.
Thanks, guys.
Boom. Here we go.
Okay.
Let me make sure I can read this name.
Oh, Lord.
Woo.
Help me.
Oh, this is
somebody we know?
No. But this person has written in before, but I'll come back to them next week.
Okay.
When we do like a questions episode, so this person's written in before. But this is a new question. So here we go. So it says, "Hi, all book family. My name is Nick Fury, and I'm a playwright, dramaturg. First off, let me say you guys are my kind of carrying on, and I love to listen to you guys while I'm working in my white office at the Radicated Repertory Theater and pretend you guys are my co-workers.
I love it.
My question is about blackface. I was recently invited to a local community theater to see a production of Lend Me a Tenor. As you know, this play is traditionally presented with two white men who appear during most of the second act in blackface under the premise that they're singing Othello at the opera.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular production, one of the men cast was a black man and the other still appeared in the blackface. It is a farce of mistaken identity where the two men are supposed to be taken to be the same person. In the program, there was an article written by the black actor explaining the history of blackface and why he felt it was necessary to still do the blackface in this production. I am not sure if he elected to write this or asked to write this, because that's a whole nother thing.
Mm.
I just wanted to know your thoughts. Do we decide that this play can no longer be produced? Do we cast only black men to play these parts now? Was this production the best way to do it? I have thoughts and feelings, but I wanted to see what other people, specifically y'all, thought. I surely do love y'all colored folk. Be your best. Thanks." She works at a very reputable theater, so that's why it's Radicated. Name of the theater is Radicated.
Got it.
Well, yes, girl. Look, y'all hiring shit.
Help.
I have to go and read the play again because I'm not familiar with the text of Lend Me a Tenor that I can recall at the moment.
Lend Me a Tenor. Yeah, I had to think back and.
I'm not familiar with the text, so I can't really say for certain what. Whether or not I would be okay with that. And actually, yes, I can. Because, no, I'm just not okay with blackface in 2018. Mm. No matter what the circumstances are, I'm just not okay with that. We know better.
We can do better.
We can find a way.
Yes.
There is a way for everything. Y'all find a way to put white people in Hamilton and every other role. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Amber, I'm sorry. But, y'all find a way for whatever it is that y'all want to do.
Yeah.
Like y'all finding a way to do this when you don't really need to do this. Like, who is actually saying, "Oh, I can't wait for the next production of Lend Me a Tenor"?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who is waiting for that?
No one.
So why is that even in your season when there's such controversy in the text for it? So like, no, I'm not okay with it, and no, they shouldn't be doing it.
I know.
But white people going white unless we start speaking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so girl, this might be your case where you like, it's your opportunity to speak up. What y'all think?
Lend Me a Tenor. Now I want to go back and look through Lend Me a Tenor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't know why I thought that was like three more tenors. It's not, clearly. I thought it'd be
the three. You know what? I cannot. The three Mo Tenors.
I thought that's what made me a tenor.
Ooh, not the three Mo Tenors.
I thought that's what it was like. Hey, everybody. Sequel. Like it was three more and then they needed another one. My so God. It was lend me one.
No.
Or like three more divas. I thought that's okay. So yeah, I need to do some research, but it sound wrong. I feel like I don't need to research to know that it don't need to happen.
Listen. Yeah. So yeah, that's our answer, girl. It's not. It's
a
not
no.
Okay.
It's a no for me.
Yeah. And we thank you so much for writing in. Write back in and tell us what happened. What do you think? You didn't say your opinion, so we want to know what you think. So write back in and tell us, Nick Fury. We'd love to have you. And I think you follow us on Twitter too, because I remember seeing a name. So Nick thank you Fury. So much for writing in. Yeah, Nick Fury.
Hey, boo.
Also, I want to shout out, you know, this is going about to close out, you know, here in the end, but this is part of the church announcements. I wanted to thank Nyla for sending in a email letting us know about the Black Box Project. It is a New York-based reading and workshop series for early career Black playwrights.
Uh-oh.
And they're launching their inaugural reading next Monday, October the 8th, 7 p.m. at The Tank. I'm giving you this free promotion only because you said that Black audience members may reserve tickets by emailing info@thetanknyc.org and giving any donation of their choice at the door. If you ain't Black, that option is not available to you.
If you ain't Black, step back.
Right. If you ain't Black, that option is not available to you. Otherwise, the tickets, I believe, are, like $15 or $10 or something like that? Tickets are $15, $16.52 with the service fee online. But the playwrights this coming for their first inaugural session would be Fulton by Morgan Wardlaw and Queen Peaches by Alric Davis. And so we thank you. And I think Alric has written into our show before,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has.
I remember that name. So I believe that they are, you know, getting premiere for their first works. And I love that, like from some of their early works. And that's, you never know, they might be the next Donye Love.
Come
you know
on.
I mean? So, yeah, because, I mean, when I met Donye was doing a web series. We were, you know, he was doing something completely different. Even though he was a playwright, mm-hmm. You know, he hadn't got his name out there yet. Nobody really knew who Donye was at that time. And now, 4 or 5 years later, look at him. He's yeah.
And I just have to go back and say that Alric went to Howard. Ain't you?
You no.
Chris
he's, said, he's, Chris he's said, drinking, I am on my
right,
ass.
He's drunk all
I ain't
the
drinking
liquor.
Nothing.
It's gone. There's nothing left. And there's nothing left for us to tell you anymore, so we're going to be out of here. We thank y'all so much for joining us. Tiffany, you have been amazing.
Sis, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I was nervous.
Did you have fun with us?
About? Yeah. So before we leave, is there any last tidbits or pieces of encouragement that you'd like to give Black stage managers out there because they wanted to hear from you?
Yes. I'm not really on social media, but I will come to social media, like if people, or they can contact me through you if they just want to come and talk and have any questions. And if
do,
I can
do you
like,
feel comfortable giving
forward.
Your email?
Heck yeah.
Okay, so give me your email.
Okay, well, like do it now?
Yeah, give me an email.
Oh, it's Tiffany N. Robinson. I spell it the regular way.
Okay.
The regular
like white people.
Mm-hmm. Right, basically. Uh-huh. nrobinson@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Tiffany, and, like, if you have any
Tiffany
questions,
N. Robinson at yes. yahoo.com.
Yeah, and any questions you have or any support that you need, just reach out.
Now, don't go blowing up no. Tiffany's inbox for free tickets to share.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have, I pay for tickets for my mama. So
listen.
I don't have any tickets to
How
give.
You paying for tickets for your, like, yeah. for the show you working on? How you got to pay for tickets? Yeah, you don't get no comps?
Like, it's, no.
That's like really. Hamilton. We don't get no yeah. comps, child.
See. Yeah.
Just every now and then we might.
That's
not really.
Yeah, like, crazy.
Any show my mom's ever seen, I've always paid.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, if you need any help with anything or need questions, just
okay.
reach out.
Okay, yeah, Tiffany N. Robinson at yahoo.com, y'all. This is a resource for you.
Yes.
Reach out. Use it. We are giving it to you. It's here for free.
Hey.
You know what I mean? And people do not get that opportunity to speak to somebody that actually works on Broadway mm-hmm. doing what you want to do. So
on tour everywhere yeah. with Mariah Carey. James yeah. Earl Jones is our best friend. Hello? Like, come on.
Listen, for real. So, yeah, thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us and giving, you know, speaking life into people and encouraging them to follow their dreams and do like you've done.
Yes,
even
Tiffany.
Though your path has been different than what you may have even expected yeah, it to be.
Totally.
Yeah, but it all works in the favor of those that love the Lord.
Ha! Shout out.
Hallelujah. So we thank y'all so much for hitting our marks with us this week. It's been a brand new episode of Off Book, and we are out. My name is Drew Shade.
Oh, Tiffany Robinson.
I am Princess Ambery Mom.
And y'all have a good night.
And Chris is drunk.
That's right. Or have a good day, because this come out during the daytime. But have a good day, y'all. Bye.
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 They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.